SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
And just like that, the Red Cups make a return, and with it, three, at the very least, including myself. I want to say regulars, I don't want to say veterans of SuperTube, but it is that time. It is that time once again. But this time we come back with AFCON, the Africa Cup of Nations. So before we actually toast to the Africa Cup of Nations, we need to get some formalities out the way, because we've got a debutante that we need to crown.
Who?
Zoom in, please. Zoom in. Zoom in. Cut three. Cut
Welcome.
Four.
Welcome.
Cut seven. And how we do it here is...
Give your own cup.
Oh, so I get my own red
you
cup.
You deserve your own red cup.
Dog. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Come alive to 52 games of the Total Africa Cup of Nations 2021. Live and in HD on SuperSport, your world of champions.
Let's talk AFCON. Yeah. Because we are, what, a week in? Match week one in? Mm. And I guess based on what we've seen so far, there's going to be a whole lot of 1-0 victories.
It's been poor, Lozzy. Yeah.
Is poor the right word?
Yeah.
It's been uninvigorating. Guys. Let's delve into some English words. It's been uninspiring.
Okay.
Watching paint dry has been more entertaining. Yeah. Nonetheless, I still love it.
In fact,
I'm still here for it, though.
I saw somebody tweet that he says he's from the UK. He's been watching AFCON. And sadly, he feels as though AFCON so far has not been a good representation of African football.
Mm.
Based on the football being played so far. Yeah. And the saddest part about it is that it's almost coming across as though the players themselves just want to get this over and done with and go back to their teams, because their teams are still continuing with club football. Mm. Nothing is exciting.
Do you maybe feel good to Mhlampe? I guess the whole COVID thing has got something to do with that, because let's not forget that while we are maybe 2 years into this whole COVID thing, this is the first time Africa as a continent, on a football sort of level field anyway, is having to deal with this in organizing the tournament. Do you not feel maybe that's it?
I don't think so. Mm. I think some of the players are probably trying to avoid possible injury, wanting to make sure that when they go back to their teams, they're still fresh. So the sooner we get out of this tournament,
I've got a different opinion about it. I would say, I think that, you know, football has evolved, right? And with that, you find teams now, especially around AFCON, they're more defensive because of from where they come from. So you need to probably maybe solid defensively. Mm-hmm. So now we're seeing teams scoring less, and with all the superstars that are coming in. And I think also there's a lot of fatigue within these teams as well. Mm. And they're struggling. And I think I've seen most of the teams struggling because of the weather. Most of the games when they play at 3 o'clock, they struggle to play better football. And then if you also look at the past AFCONs as well, all the first games, they're not that exciting. Yeah. So now other teams need to build that momentum, because also you look at the break, you remember the teams released their players probably like 6 days before the AFCON started. Yeah,
which
it's a problem. So I strongly believe that we will see some kind of an improvement. But now also there's a lot of pub teams, right? There's a lot of pub teams. So once those pub teams get eliminated,
I feel like Kutiko went through 3 minutes of analysis just to say, Utiazin,
pub teams.
No,
there's a lot of pub teams. I think they increased the numbers, right? Didn't they increase the numbers?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pub teams. And with that pub teams now, we have to enjoy.
You just made a lot of friends in East and North Africa.
Can I ask a question?
Kutiko, you are saying we are pub.
Can I ask this question? When it comes to football, can we really start talking about fatigue? Because if we're going to put in the element of fatigue, for instance, Mamelodi Sundowns here in the DStv Premiership, they have never complained of fatigue. And this is a team that I think even for the past six seasons have not even had an off season. Mm. Yeah. So fatigue, do we really bring that in?
Yes, you can. Because here's the thing, Mpone. Here's Deco playing regularly at Liverpool. Right? Week in, week out. I come to the national team. There's a physical training in the national team. It starts doing preseason.
Yeah.
But I'm playing regularly. So when it comes to games, the fatigue creeps in, because now Kinali momentum coming into this tournament.
Yeah.
So now you find those smaller teams, when they come in, they like your Zimbabweans. Guys, Zimbabwe is still small. The Zimbabweans, all the other countries, Mauritania, all the smaller countries, they met earlier. And then they prepared longer, right? And then all these big teams, Algeria, they need to wait for the star players to come through.
Mm.
But it just said, when it comes to Sundowns' point of view, is it also depends on how you train. Because Sundowns, their training is more on tactics than them running, because they're playing week in, week out. So the only problem with Sundowns is the ones that are suffering are the ones that are not playing. Because now you don't actually get to go to training and sweat, because there's a lot of tactics, a lot of all that.
Yeah, it's impress us.
Yeah, so you learn how to manage teams. So it all depends on what your team's requirements are. Because I feel like most of the time, my team now that are getting fatigued, are the team that actually in training, they're doing the same thing over and over again. Mm. So you want your players to pick at the right time, pick on the weekend, not during the week.
Point made.
Like, I like the points that Mpo and Deko have raised. Deko, I did know that was you at Liverpool. Navigator, forget it, forget about it. Mpo said at the start of the show, the players look like they don't want to be there.
Yeah. Mm.
Looks like the refs also don't want to be there.
Hey, when.
Yeah, we saw.
Refi Jani Zikaza. To blow or not to blow, that is like... what is going on there? Because... it's a reflection of our game in Africa, because you would never see that in Europe.
Even he wanted it.
Even he wanted it to be over.
And I'm laughing because, like, in my head, I'm thinking, now you're about 85 minutes.
Yeah.
So can't see everyone who's watching, what are they thinking when you are
the look on his face,
minutes,
even.
It's fine.
but if you look at it, before that, he had a bad game. The whole game, he had an off game. And it's unfortunate that, you know, games like that, the referee needed to decide who to win.
Because
you're preparing to actually be, you know, referee, we are like maybe, you know, mediate with Tubanos or win or whatever the case may be. Don't be in charge of the game.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and as a referee, there's a lot of decisions that he made that are wrong. And he was very consistent with that.
Yeah.
All through the game.
Yeah.
Making all those wrong decisions. Yeah. So it comes to 85 minutes and finishes the game with so much confidence.
It was the confidence.
That was the best thing about it.
The confidence
thing about it.
And it was weird, because of after that, the teams were required to, they were called back into the, thing, it didn't come back. I think it's Tunisian, eh?
Yeah.
They didn't come back. Yeah. So it was only Mali.
They were already having the ice baths by that time.
Yeah, and you could see also the referee was swapped as well.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting to see, Uti, it's swapped the referee as Obani. So who chooses, like, hey, referee, thank you, tired, my friend. But you're right, Uti, it's not a true reflection of what we want to
dialogue with. Would it matter if we perhaps changed AFCON, played it June, July, maybe when certain leagues have ended and now we can have this standalone tournament where the focus is on them and the players are also fully focused on the tournament?
It's a good question.
It's a very good point.
But I strongly believe in Jam. We need to... The reason why, maybe just to support the Umpada, I think if we get to play around those dates, I think...
Yeah.
Because of the main focus will be there. I think now FIFA needs to recognize it, because our Euros, they're also being recognized, and everything stops when they play. Because also you want all the star players to come in, variety,
fully
focused to come and play and represent their countries as well. Because mind you find it becomes an issue for me personally. Let's say I'm playing in EPL, I'm playing for Man City.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing so well and I'm enjoying the play right there. And then I need to come back
you're
again.
You're getting minutes in that team.
Then I have to go back again and fight for my first 11. So it becomes an issue. It becomes a bigger issue for players. And now Mong is like, because now he's playing for Man City, doesn't want to come back. But not understanding the dynamics of a footballer coming back here only to go back there when the team now is on the groove. Man, I must fight for my first 11. But when I left, I was playing regularly.
Yeah. We have to move on. It's a good point. And I think of Ismaïla Sarr. Because there was such a big battle with Watford and him being released for Senegal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can understand. You know,
Emmanuel
Watford's
Dennis didn't make it in the Nigerian team.
Exactly.
I mean, the Nigerian FA posted a statement on Instagram. Already, that's a problem in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Nigerian FA posted messages on Instagram saying his team, Bear Fangs, didn't allow him to leave the parameter. They put it exactly like that. And I was like, it's a bit dramatic. And then you've got a club that can sort of trump your national footballing association.
Club versus country.
But it seems difficult. Like club versus country always comes into the picture. Meguini, yeah, Africa.
Of course.
But true. Okay, true. We move because we have to talk about my favorites, too. I'm going to start.
South Africa.
We're not even there, bro.
Not bad.
We're not even there.
Send
my email. Did you see the referee there?
Hosting, see favorite. I'm gonna start. I wore this on purpose. Ngoba.
Mauritania.
I got seen.
Mauritania.
Morocco.
Oh, Morocco. Okay.
Morocco. Favorites to win. Sofiane Boufal is gonna lead them to the promised land.
I'm going to go Cote d'Ivoire. I think they're the sleeping giants, the baby elephants. Look, I think they're starting to find a squad, a spine. Bailly, Diallo is the future. I mean, you've got a couple of players that have made names for themselves in their respective sides in Europe.
Abo Pepe,
Young Tol. I mean, there's a team right there. Yeah. Mm. Can you get them to work for X amount of games to make it to the final? That's the question.
Okay.
I'm going with Senegal. Even though so far in their first game I was not really, really impressed, but no one has really impressed me so far. But Senegal, I really think they are sleeping giants. And
they've been sleeping for 2 years in Paul.
Giants now.
I mean, Senegal has been number one in the continent for the last 2 years.
But they're going to get it. They're going to get
it.
I think this is the year that Senegal is going to walk away with it.
This is the last chance, brother. This is the last chance for the golden generation.
I was impressed by how Nigeria played, because I've always had an issue with so-called big guns. They never actually show up in such big stages. I do have two favorites: Algeria, because I think
this time around,
That's not fancy.
It's coming from the fancy himself.
Okay,
he stopped nonsense.
He's the king of fancy.
Yeah, you know him.
So I'd say Nigeria, just because I was very impressed on how they approached the game near Egypt, and I think
is it
finally
not
Nigeria,
because Egypt was playing very defensive.
Yeah,
no, but the thing is, like, they forced Egypt to play like that. Okay. What I'm saying, the reason why I'm saying this is finally Nigeria has potential to go back to the glory days. You look at the age group that's within the team as well. You look at all these countries, I mean, these leagues that they're playing at, and to be able to form a team, because it's very difficult. You can have all the superstars. That's why I'm saying my elephants are lele. Cote d'Ivoire has got superstars, but I don't think they actually have a team, because I saw them yesterday playing.
To play too.
There's a lot of individuals. So they need to form a team. So I think with Manje, the people that are standing a good chance are Nigeria.
So the Super Eagles are going to soar.
Yes, and
they have a chance. Nah. So I'm still on this invisible fence.
I really want to disagree with you, but I think if we were to find, again, scrape the bottom of the barrel and find the most impressive of the big guns, I think
teams.
The way Nigeria played was probably the best.
You look at all those teams that are dependent on one person, they're going to struggle. Because now it becomes
I disagree, and I feel like they have enough. I mean, you've got Mendy, they've got Diallo.
Are you talking about
Senegal? Yeah. They've got a number of players around Mane that can step up.
They've got a good squad. Yeah, but they're depending on one person to make things happen. That's the
Portugal
problem.
Have always depended on one
Ronaldo.
Person to make things happen.
Got,
but
they've got a Euro.
You know?
Once
in 10.
And then you see what Ronaldo would never even score 3.
Gunshots have been in the back.
Yes, it's AFCON 2021 in 2022.
Yes.
10 o'clock on Saturday, a striking young man will be hosting a show called Hello Africa alongside Olindiwe Dube. I don't know who that is, but you guys will have to watch who that is. No. This is the words
that
have
been
used.
A strappingly
handsome young man.
That's enough.
You're going to have to wait and see.
It was Felan, Tina. It's Felan. What are we dying for?
If you don't get it,
forget about it.
Just when you thought you wouldn't see your faves in Jan, DStv Compact has got your back. with the competition for the viewer by the viewer. Kuzo Kali Statulo, as we bring you a brand new knockout tournament. The DSTV Compact Cup, the viewer's choice. Abanga, the fate of PSL's best players are in your hands. Wena, Uya Shanganisa, and they fight for the cup. Four teams with 26 players will make the cut. Who will it be? Piki Piki Mapelane. I'm a fixture. Abetenguwe Baba. It's cup football with a twist. And manje, wena, sponsored by influencer Yamambela. And for the winning team, 1 million rand. Imita to sponsor that soft life. Sha, sha. It's time for the fans to take over. It's your choice, so make it count. Visit supersport.com for more.
Now, by now, gents and lady, you know very well what's happening between 22 and 29 January in 2022. Mm-hmm. That is the DSTV Compact Cup. And the good news is that come Saturday on the show that we spoke about with the strapping young lad. We'll be revealing the trophy. Yeah. We'll also be revealing the draw, who's going to be playing who. Yeah, and of course, the starting 11s. Oh, nice. That's, I'm sure, the big one for the fans. Yeah. Who, speaking of, before we get to the starting 11s, I don't know, do you guys actually vote?
Yeah, no, I actually put up a squad, my own squad.
So there's a chance now you could win the 1 million.
Hey, say
no, but also aren't there T's and C's when you are an employee?
No, my followers, we win 1 million.
No, there's a second round of voting that's still going to happen.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
There's a second round of voting.
That's a very good point. One million.
Okay, but then if you're saying we win 1 million for voting, what if I'm not a DSTV subscriber?
Very good question. A student. The master says, if you are a compact mm-hmm. subscriber and up, mm-hmm. that means compact up to premium, you stand in line to win 1 million bucks. Mm-hmm. If you are below compact, you can still walk away with 500,000. Like when I say in layer 139 on so stand a chance to win 1 million cool bucks. But look at it, Uman win Sangana piece conka the rocket. Temba, they want to know upstairs if you're actually voting on your phone right now.
Yes, I am. I'm telling my cousin to make sure.
So I'm sure as far as the inclusion of Abad Lalbetis, you're very happy about that.
I'm extremely excited. Yeah. I am going to focus on the Warrior side led by Dylan Kerr. We got former prodigies themselves, Bongobo in that team, Jabulo Plum. You got experience of Itumele
Plum. Plum.
Is it Plum? Is it to Plum or Plum?
Plum.
We are Plum.
Plumani, Plumani, man.
Nonetheless, going back to the main, I'm really excited by the young kids in the. We've got one Mtutuzi Shabalala. If you've not seen him, I'm telling you, he is the next thing. He's 17 years of age. He won the COSAFA Player of the Tournament in 2020, if memory serves me correctly. He just scored a hat-trick over this past weekend. Chiefs went down to lose that game 5-4. You would think you score 4 goals, you win a game. No, they lost 5-4. I was excited. Nonetheless, Mtutuzi Shabalala, Apelele Teto, TX Galaxy have got another gem in the little diminutive player. Very tricky, can literally put the team on his back and carry them. You know what I mean? So yeah. Sonabo Kumalo is another player from Pirates, absolutely outstanding young midfielder. So I'm really excited about the chance for the youngsters to play with the big boys.
On my side, I'm going to concentrate on the Coastal United team that is going to be have Steve Barker in charge. I mean, you've got the likes of Thabo Notata, you've got the likes of Evanga, who has been banging in the goals. But my biggest worry about the squad is the exclusion of Fakhrile Kay, because I feel as though he's been quite phenomenal in terms of assists. and he knows how to bang in the goals as well. So I don't know why he wasn't included in this squad, but it's okay. We've got Ashley Dupria, who's been exceptional. We've got Evidence Makgopa, Evan Guy, as well as Nkona Buitumelo. So I think this is going to be...
That's front line.
Yeah, no, that's front line is proper. That's my problem. Well, there's the likes of your Thabo Notata, there's Nathan Sincala, there's Sammy Siabi, so...
Those are defensive midfielders.
Okay, Donna, take us to the da.
So, Edina Lady, I think the coach is 10-10s. So, with 10-10s, the philosophy, you know, it's the ball on the ground, ball play.
The
philo force.
The philo force.
So, for me, it's always going to be the midfield, because I always want to see, of course, I've seen Sipumbule, Mukwena combination, but the likes of Kapinga that are not getting enough game time, Sundowns, so probably maybe interested to see they're playing. Thabo Rakgalo, we haven't seen Thabo playing in a while. So probably maybe he'll get a game time there. But as for forwards, you've got Kemet. You've seen enough of Kemet.
Gift
Mutupa. I think he was struggling with injuries as well. But I think you know, to seeing your Prince Nxumalo, probably maybe it'll be better for Skukuni actually to allow him to get that game time see actually what he can do. So for me, it's those type of players that aren't getting enough game time to come in and play, because the least I'm gonna be Serena. I don't want to see Serena. Not that I don't want to see Serena, but it feels. So this actually should be those type of a tournament that gives those guys that aren't getting enough time to be able to showcase and raise their hands to the coaches and say, ready.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting because with what you've just said, my team, I'm a Butu as far as
our producer
is concerned. So disappointed in you. We're not going to name names, but we are very disappointed in you. Very disappointed. But with this team, I'm looking at the names, and all of these names are players who've had plenty of game time this season, which I think will then mean they're probably going to be the strongest in terms of starting 11.
Freshness,
players who've done this, who know what they're doing. Because
my coach Oban.
NCD.
Where's Menendo?
But you look at the goalkeepers, for example, Velimoto and Sfiso Mlungwana, those two. They've been starting in Natal. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Midfield, Memela, Sithole, Qalinge, Mpotjane, Mahlasela, Ndwandwe, Klasen, Ntshangase. These guys are literally regular starters in their team, you know. Yeah. Up front, Victor Letswalo, Uyapi. Pirates, Assas. But Augustine Mulenga, Hlongwane, and Pulemudi.
Didn't Hlongwane bounce? He signed the contract now.
When does he start?
I think now in Jan. Now.
Shoot to some faggots.
I'm talking when you someone because hey, Natal.
Question for me: do the fans get to pick their starting 11 on the day, or they've picked the squads? Now it's over to the coach. It's over to the coach.
It's now just revelation.
So
6-3, 6-3-1. So fans are voting for subs, though.
Okay.
Which I guess will make it nice and interesting. But I just wanted to complete my midfield as well. Memela, Sithebe, Qalinge. I did mention. All these guys at the back.
I was about to say, I feel as though my team is the weakest link, though.
I was going to say, you know, based on what Dico was saying as well, you probably got
the weakest link.
So the most players,
we are not going to be like Tunisia and not show up. We are going to be there. We're going to fight. And we might surprise you, actually. We might be the surprise package of GCC.
So, ni Cape Verde,
yeah,
GCC.
Mauritania.
But just to remind you, 10 o'clock Saturday morning, this Saturday morning, anyway, on Hello Africa, we'll be revealing the trophy. We'll be revealing the starting 11s and, of course, the draw. Who's going to face who? Remember, it's Coastal, can't play Coastal, right, in the semis?
No.
It's Coastal against Inland, and then...
And then
against Coastal. Don't forget the strapping young guy.
Oh, no. They're definitely... Oh, yeah. He's unforgettable.
When, man?
Hi, Nkosi.
Hey,
Temba, where are you going to watch?
Who's going to watch class?
Siyazi TSTV, how now?
You just work here.
I just work here. I just pretend to work here. Some days in like the free coffee. I'm gonna go watch it at my friend's place.
Okay.
No. And next show. Wait. Are you gonna be in the house or are you going to be by the window?
I'm going to San Tinimpo.
Growing up.
I'm going to San Tinimpo. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, yo, temperament.
Yo, no.
But you do know if always now it still falls under San Tinimpo.
Is it?
Yeah. So I was just saying.
Sorry, bro. Since I didn't know, man.
No, Mongapega. It falls under sentence.
Since when?
Anyway,
Shout out to Tipsilot.
Super Troopers, thank you once again. Unfinished business.
Yes.
Take one. Take two.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.